Yet although this may make perfectly good sense to an all-knowing God, it simply makes no sense at all to us. We are haunted by the truth that His ways are higher. If we can come to view our lives in light of God's long-term glory instead of our short-term happiness, we take one step further into being transformed into the likeness of Christ, which is exactly what God is doing. He's working on us, out of love, to make us more like Jesus. And I am certain that God, who began a good work within you, will continue His work until it is finally finished on the day when Christ Jesus returns. Philippians 1, verse 6, NLT. If we won't humble ourselves before God, He'll do it for us. He loves us that much. What we learn upon our knees is that this life is not about us. It's foremost about the purposes, plan, and glory of God. We don't need to run from suffering or lose hope if God doesn't remove it. We must trust that God has a perfectly good purpose for allowing all that He permits. But it's just not that easy, is it? We, like Jesus, feel that maybe, just maybe, there's another way. Quite possibly this pathway through brokenness isn't all that necessary. But God seems to think He knows best, and if we'll stop for a moment, we should consider how many times, probably never, we have ever heard someone say, "I grew closest to God when my life was free of pain and suffering." Though we question God's ways, He never changes. See Malachi 3, verse 6. So we might as well settle in for the journey. At times, He may take us around this path. More often than not, He won't. But He takes our hand, protects and provides, and carries us when we're too weak to travel on. God may at times.